KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear, and we have 49 degrees after a low of 48. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today and a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, the number of people in Iowa who have died from complications of COVID-19 has topped 1,000 as of early this morning, including the first reported death in Adair County. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports 15 more deaths in all through this morning for a total of 1,002, with 700 of those persons who died having a pre-existing medical condition. There have been 358 additional positive COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. Tuesday for a total of 53,201. Cass, Guthrie, and Montgomery counties each have one new case. Adair County and Shelby County, two new cases each. And Pottawatomie County has three new cases of confirmed COVID-19. The IDPH says 358 individuals tested positive the previous day, and 3,403 tested negative for a positivity rate of 9.1%. The total number of residents tested to date is 567,684. There are currently 299 COVID-19 patients hospitalized across the state. That's up 12 from the previous day. 90 patients are in intensive care, four more than Tuesday. 46 people were admitted to hospitals across the state since yesterday, compared to 31 the previous day, and 33 patients are on ventilators. In western and southwest Iowa, 15 people are hospitalized with the virus. That's two more than Tuesday. Six are in an ICU, and five were admitted, compared to none previously. One person remains on a ventilator in this part of the state. There are coronavirus outbreaks in 33 of Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's up two from Tuesday. The IDPH also says 982 positive cases and 582 recoveries are with those facilities. And there have been 531 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities, seven more than the previous report. Well, police in Red Oak report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 22-year-old Jaylene Bogart from Omaha. She was taken into custody on a warrant for theft, forgery of a lottery ticket. Bogart was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And at around 10:50 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 20-year-old Tia Marie McCardle of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault first offense. McCardle was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending a court appearance. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that on Wednesday, September 2nd, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council will host a mobile food pantry through the Food Bank for the Heartland at the Cass County Community Center from 4 until 6 p.m. on that date or until supplies last. Anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile pantry, and no documentation is needed. People from surrounding town and communities are also welcome. So again, that's a Bank for the Heartland, our Food Bank for the Heartland mobile food pantry, Wednesday, September 2nd from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. It's available free of charge. Visitors are asked to stay in their vehicles with the trunk open. And again, anyone in need is welcome. No documentation is needed. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved an agreement with local officials in Adair County with regard to defining the duties and responsibilities of Adair and Cass counties as they pertain to the construction of a locally funded grading project on County Road G61, about 2 miles west of County Road N51. That's near the Cass and Adair County line. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to consider approval of the same agreement during their meeting this morning in Greenfield. That agreement stipulates the construction project will be added by resolution into each county's fiscal year 2021 secondary road construction program as required. The total estimated cost of the project is $833,778, with about $531,109 in Cass County and $302,669 in Adair County. Actual project development, design, and administrative costs will be split between the two counties, and the county engineer of each county will be the administrator of his respective counties and a county that isn't responsible for consultation with the respective Board of Supervisors in matters related to the agreement. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon told the board yesterday that on Monday, the Iowa DOT delivered school supplies and personal protective equipment. Cannon also mentioned that as he applied for a state individual assistance grant program for the county following the August 10th derecho.
The big hurdle is the income. So you got to be at 200% of the poverty guideline. And so that is usually what stops a lot of people.
Those grants provide the Iowa Individual Assistance Protection Grant of up to $5,000 for a household with certain incomes, as he mentioned. The reimbursement grants are available for home and car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and temporary housing expenses. Original receipts are required for those seeking reimbursement for actual expenses related to storm recovery. The grant application and more instructions are available on Iowa Department of Human Services website. Potential applicants have 45 days from the date of the proclamation to submit a claim. The board on Tuesday also tabled action on the CARES Fund allocations. Cass County has been allocated a little more than $162,730 based on population for COVID-19-related expenses, reimbursement costs. Auditor Dale Sunderman said they're still waiting on uploading the necessary information until the administrative process is available and made clear from the state. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Judy Marie Bornholt, age 77, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Judy Bornholt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Terrence Terry Gores, age 68, of Defiance, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Terry Gores will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Deb Baker, age 60, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of Life memorial service for Deb Baker will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Catherine Havens, age 79, of Wyota, died Sunday in Creston. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Havens will be on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Ellsworth Shannon, age 102, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Ellsworth Harper Shannon will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Bob Henkelman, age 78, of Manning, died March 21st. Memorial services for Bob Henkelman will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ralph Akers, age 65, formerly of Anita, died Monday in Murray. Funeral services for Ralph Akers will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Arden Leroy Grieshaber, age 71, of Cumberland, died April 7th. A celebration of life for Arden Grieshaber will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Jason Julesgaard, age 56, who's formerly of Kimbleton, died May 2nd in Iowa City. A celebration of life for Jason Julesgaard will be Saturday at 11:30 at his graveside in the Kimbleton Cemetery, followed by luncheon at the Kimbleton Town Hall. A.J. Big Country C. Jr., age 20, of Avoca, died August 13th. Memorial services for A.J. C. Jr. will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the AHSTW football field in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roger Ewert, age 78, of Harlan, died August 3rd. Memorial services for Roger Ewert will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ron Wasson, age 75, of Linden, died Monday. A celebration of life gathering for Ron Wasson will be Saturday from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Linden Community Building. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Lorraine Bintner, age 87, of Exira, died Sunday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Lorraine Bintner will be held in Exira at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. And Boyd Ray Lutz, age 54, of Adair, died Sunday. Services for Boyd Ray Lutz are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.